Anyway, back we go. Pass inside. Here's a lay-in by Briggs Houston. Defense took a chance and whipped 50-34. Well, 2:45 to go in the third quarter. See if you can get this down to 10 points or less. Free throw line, bounce pass underneath. Dove up underneath, kicks it to the corner, wheel it around. Now here's Huskisson to the left point. Ball fake, step over, one dribble, three ball is up, no good. West Plains comes away with it with Ethan Puma. Down the lane, Kraft to the corner. Josiah Long, baseline, feeds it back to Briggs Houston. Steps back to the left corner. Dribbles across the lane to the right side. Clayton Robbins. Dribbles across. Steps through. Shoots, no good. Got fouled, he'll shoot two. 2:05 left in the third quarter. The foul's going to be on Davin Dove. That'll be his first foul. Clayton Robbins free throw. First one is good. Clayton has 5 of his 7 here in this quarter. 50-35. Jacob Moore is in the lineup for the Scissors. Next try is good. 50-36. 2 minutes to go. See if we can get it to 10 or less. Going into the fourth on the right side. Doherty dribbles across, bounce pass underneath. Ball blocked away by Moore, but picked right back up and laid in by Russell Roten. He has 6. 52-36. Jacob Moore picks it up. Now pass on the sideline, lost out of bounds, turnover West Plains. .140 to go, third quarter. On the baseline, ball cut off, back outside. Now here's a three at the left point, good. Tommy Kelly with his second three has 8 points. 55-36, back out to a 19-point game. Tuma lob over the top, ball thrown out of bounds, turned over West Play. It's for Briggs Houston, but he was walled off from the pass, and the ball just sailed out of bounds. Turnover number 13 on West Plains in this game. Tigers have 6. .55-36. Under a minute. They'll hold it near the timeline as the clock will tick down. We'll have girls basketball tomorrow night. Down the key. Here's a bounce pass cross ball kicked. It'll stay with Willard, or will we have a foul? We'll have a foul call. Hand check foul on Jared Kraft is first. Josiah Long comes in. Jacob Moore is in the ball game. Clayton Robbins will go out. Inbound in the left corner. Pass on the low block. They'll turn to the middle. Feed it across. Bad, bad pass. Stolen away. Josiah Long comes away with it. Jared Kraft. Jacob Moore in the right corner, 23 seconds to go. Drives in, kicks it outside, touch pass in the corner. Tuma with a three, no good. Rebound for the weak side to Kelly, 13 seconds to go. Front court, Blake Doherty. Hands it off, and here's a three by Kelly, good. After three, Willard, 58, West Plains, 36. Back for the final eight coming up in 1 minute on KDY. Well, the game started well enough for West Plains. In spite of the fact they were giving up three-point basket early in the game, they finally got out of the zone and started playing man-to-man. The game turned a little bit. By the half, though, they were down by 9. And in the third quarter, not good. Willard outscored West Plains 24-11. Here we go again. Jared Kraft will take it at the point. Shoots a three straight on. No good. Rebound, pop four, out of bounds. Last touch by West Plains. Willard did not. They did shoot a few threes in the first game we played them, but nothing like tonight. They just are so reliant on that three-point shot. And it's worked. Baseline, dribble around, dribble through. Kick it out on the right side. Ruckman has it, picked up by Tuma. Now pressuring the basketball. And, oh, wide open. Roten for three, good. You can't let any of these guys just stand there and shoot the three. Well, you can, but that's what happens. 61-36. All these guys can shoot the basketball. Jacob Moore hands it to Kraft. 61-36. Free throw, jumper, Jared Kraft, no good. Rebound, though, Jacob Moore bounces inside, up and under, good. And that foul in the basket will count. And Briggs Houston will get the bucket. He'll have 11. Second foul on Russell Roten. 61-38. 23-point game. What got away fast. Free throw is good. 61-39. Long three. Right corner. This time no good. Weak side rebound over the back, and they'll get Roten for going over the back for the rebound that time for Willard. That'll be his third foul. Well, you're down by 22. Nothing to lose. Pass inside. Pump fake up inside. Jacob Moore scores. I was getting ready to say, though, nothing to lose. You may as well start just firing it because that's the only way you're going to make up this difference. Free throw line, left elbow. On the right wing, J.J. Huskisson drives in. Got tripped by Josiah Long on the drive for the shot. That'll be the second foul on Josiah. With 6:28 to go in the fourth quarter. Grant Mayhem in the ball game again for West Plains. He'll come in for Jacob Moore. On the inbound pass, Huskisson has it, dribbles over to the left corner. Bounce pass inside, posting up Roten. Leans in, walks, shoots it, off the board, good. Into the right corner. Into the middle, to the left wing. Shot for three. Josiah, no good. In and out. Ball tipped out of bounds. It'll go back to Willard. No, it's going to be called off Willard. You got to give Willard credit. They took what West Plains gave him, and boy, they took a bunch of it when it came to that shot around the three-point arc. Pull up on the inbound pass. Jared Kraft from 10, no good. He got fouled. He'll shoot two. Russell Roten just picked up his fourth foul. And at this rate, it is inconsequential. Free throw for Jared Kraft is good. 12 now for Jared Kraft. One more try for Jared Kraft, and it's good. The sophomore has 13, 63-43. Left baseline, Doherty dribbles all the way in. Right hand reverse layup, no good. Rebound taken by Josiah Long as he had Dove coming up his back. Front court, Josiah shoots that three left wing. It's up and good, attaboy. Josiah Long with a three, cuts it 63-46. Timeout call by Willard. 5:39 to go in the ball game. So we'll take a break here and come back in 1 minute on KDY. Here's a turnover by Willard as they bring it up the right side of the floor. Ethan Tuma picks it up. Tigers turn the basketball over for the eighth time. Low block. Mahan to the corner. We should be looking for the three ball if we can get one here. 5:15 to go. Down by 17. Jared Kraft has it. Steps back, top of the circle on the left wing. Mahan down low on the block. Feeds it over. Mahan works it in. Leans in, shoots off the board, and good. Grant Mahan's first, 63-48, 15-point game. But I'm just afraid by two is not going to do the trick. We'll see. Anyway, down the lane, down the left side. Kick it to the left corner. Doherty over. Now they'll move it out to Quinion. He'll dribble across to the right side. Bounce pass in. Cutting to the basket. Layup up and good by Davin Dove. 65-48. Into the low post. Back it goes. Josiah pulls up. 10-foot shot. No good. Slap long. Picked up by Mahan. Back inside it goes. Turnaround baseline shot. Side iron no good. Put back is good by Josiah Long. 65-50. Out front, Huskisson kicks it left quarter, wide open. There's Doherty for a three, dances on the rim, comes off, rebound, putback is good by Davin Dove. Now at the other end, here's a drive by Briggs Houston off the glass left side, no good. That'll stop the clock with a foul, 3:52, as Eddie Duggar blows his whistle to stop play. Second foul on Dove. Briggs Houston goes to the line. 12 points tonight. 1-for-1 from the line. Free throw is good. Kelly back in the lineup for the Tigers. So they have both Kelly and Dove in the lineup. 6-3 and 6-2, respectively. Next one is good by Briggs Houston. And now steal and a putback is up. And we'll get a foul called off the turnover. Willard not paying much attention there. Blocking foul. It'll be two shots. Nice play by Ethan Tuma. That's the 15th foul, so it's the bonus the rest of the game. Free throw for Ethan is no good. One more try for Ethan, and it's good. So 67-53. 3:48 to go. If we get this thing to 10, Willard will just start holding the basketball, no doubt. And now foul on the perimeter, called against West Plains. On the ball, Robbins with a foul, his first. 67-53. Inbound into the backcourt. Josiah Long crashes and burns. Gets back up. Comes back. And now Huskisson bounce pass underneath. Layup is no good. Tipped over. Jared Kraft has it. He's going full scale. Back the other way. Right hand scoop layup off the left side is good. And a timeout will be called. Down to a 12-point game. It was 21 just a moment ago. Josiah Long may have taken one in the chops, but he's going to stay in the game. He's okay. 3:28 to go, 67-55. Up the left side, Blake Doherty, who's been very good tonight. He's got 14. That's out on the right point. Double team ball tipped away, picked up, though, by Braxton Boyer. Drive into the left baseline, cross court, pass right point, Huskisson. If you're Willard, you don't have to do anything. And now foul will be called on Josiah Long. 12-point game, 3:01 to go. Foul on Josiah will be his third. Huskisson will do the inbound honors. Josiah's on him tight. Lob it back court, and it'll be picked up there by Doherty in the front court. Under 3 minutes to play. Doherty lost the basketball. Picked up, though, by Quinion. He'll drive, kick it to the right corner, and a foul. And we'll get get a foul call on West Blaine. Away from the basketball. Ethan Tuma gets his first foul of the night. 2:50 left. And we've got another foul call on the inbound play. Holding foul on Josiah Long. That'll be his fourth. So that foul will put Willard on the line. J.J. Huskisson will shoot two times. First try is good. Roten comes in the lineup again for the Willard Tigers. Kid looks like a football guard. Here's the next one. Good. Front court, West Plains quickly. 2:45 to play. Down by 14. Briggs Houston over. Jared Kraft with a three, rims off, ball rebounded by Huskisson. He got fouled by Clayton Robbins. Well, West Plains has been able to cut it down to 12, but realistically, this game got away from them early in the third quarter after starting pretty well. Eventually, in the third quarter, though, Willard outscored West Plains 24-11. Free throw by J.J. Huskisson. First one is no good. One more attempt and good. Long pass. Saved by Briggs Houston, but he had to save it back and it was picked off. Left corner, open shot for a three. They'll take it, and no good. Whistle. Ball may have hit the top of the backboard, and it did. It hits the backboard support. Inbound the backcourt with 2:20 to go. 70-55. Cross court. Clayton Robbins steps back, shoots a three. That's off the mark left of the rim. Left of center. Pass up the floor on the break. Huskisson all the way. Drives in, lays it up and good. Right side, quick three, Ethan Tuma connects, and we'll get timeout called on the floor. All seven of Ethan's points in the second half. Timeout, 2:01 to play. West Plains down 14, 72-58, and back in 1 minute on KDY. 72-58. Willard basketball and a 14-point lead. They get it in. Pressure all over the court now by West Plains. This is probably what we should have been doing the entire game. Ball nearly stolen. Ethan Tuma gets after it. Up the court to the point. They don't handle the ball real well. Talking about Willard. They can sure shoot it. In the left corner. At the left point, we'll pull it back. Underneath. Wide open. Layup is good. Drew Quinlan gets the bucket. He has 7.5, 13 for the game. And Briggs Houston connects for a three at the other end. 74-61, 1:16 to go. In the front court. I'm not sure why Willard is looking to score right now. Because they don't have to. The only way that West Plains can get back in the game is that way. But still a 13-point game. J.J. Huskisson, now he'll hold on to it, and he'll get fouled and stop the clock. Tuma with the foul. Number two on number three. 57 seconds left, 74-61. First free throw is good. Huskisson's been good at the line. He's 5 out of 5. And he has 10 points. Next try, good. He has 11. 76-61, and they will sub everybody out. 57 seconds left. Down 15, Jared Kraft. Top of the circle, gets it across to Tuma. Left wing, Josiah with a three. Good. Josiah Long connects from the wing. 76-64. Up the floor with it. They get it to Cooper Miller. And now a foul be called on the sideline as West Plains trapped the basketball in the hands of Nami Kelly. Jared Kraft with his second foul. And good. West Plains will sub Von Allman and Mahan in the lineup. Jacob Moore is out. Josiah Long is out. Free throw again. It's good. 78-64. Jared Kraft drives through, puts it up on the run, no good. And the ball rebounded by the Tigers, by Elliot Young, 6'2 senior. They get in the front court. Young has it to the point. 22 seconds to go, no reason to foul here. Just play straight up defense. Cover Miller with it. They'll double team the basketball, try to steal it, get it over. Bounce on the baseline, back cut. Now they'll feed it back out. Back out it goes to the wing. And that's the ball game. Final score is 78-64. Second time this year that Willard has beaten West Plains. Back to wrap it up in 1 minute on KDY. Well, a combination of things led to this result. Willard wins it 78-64. West Plains trailed by four after one. And it looked like we were going to have a pretty good ball game, but what happened at the outset, Willard's offense, all their baskets in the first quarter were three-point shots. They made six. Then they made a couple more in the second quarter. Eventually, West Plains got out of that zone, which was just killing them. But by the half, 34-25, it's a nine-point difference. The real difference in the game was the third quarter, when West Plains scored 11 and Willard scored 24. Scoring in the game for West Plains, with 17 points, Briggs Houston, 15 for Jared Kraft, 13 for Josiah Long, 8 points for Clayton Robbins, 7 for Ethan Tuma, and 2 apiece for Jacob Moore and for Grant Mahan. Willard's leading scorer tonight, 14 apiece for J.J. Huskisson and Blake Doherty. So Willard now goes to 18-9. They'll play Parkview in the semifinal round here Saturday. At 1 o'clock, West Plains season ends with a mark of 10-16. Final game in Zizzer Red tonight for Briggs Houston. Also for Grant Mahan and also playing the final game in the uniform Luke Von Allman. So the seniors play their last. The Lady Zizzers still are playing. They'll play here tomorrow night, and we'll have that game at 7:30 on KDY when they'll be playing the Branson Pirates. So that game tomorrow in the semifinals of the Class 5 District 6 girls bracket. So until then, again, the final score in this game, 78-64, Willard beats West Plains in the opening round of district play. And that'll wrap it up for us. Thanks to Drew Joyce for his fine work. Ms. Carroll in studio, I'm Harlan Hutchinson saying so long from Marshfield High School.